Get a head start on 2025 with CNBC's Big January, the hottest tech event, CES, from Las Vegas. The data, the numbers, the jobs report, and meet the future of biotech and pharma at JPM Healthcare. Check out the Amex Golf Tournament from California, Inauguration Day, and the meeting of world leaders in Davos. Plus, the first Fed decision of the year. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The best. And now it's time for the best damn audio.
Boom!
Yeah, boys.
If we were, Fatboy and I were a wrestling tag team, we right when the beat drops where we would enter, until we would walk out under our Titantron.
Oh, yeah.
I would be high-fiving people. He would not. He would run right by the people, briskly walking, straight to the ring to play the best damn audio. We would do it live in a ring for some reason.
I want to do it like Dax Harwood did when he walked down to the ring in a previous promotion and kicked over the ice cream cart.
Yeah.
Just get that heat going real quick.
I would go knock over the Prime display. That's what I would do. Okay. You want to start or you want me to start?
You know what? I'll start with one.
All right. Go in the order, though, of mine that we stuck with. Because mine are all Thanksgiving themed.
Okay.
Yes.
So.
The best.
This guy is a, his dad has an interesting laugh. And he likes to capture his dad's laugh in a group full of people. Now, you won't hear the people. This is more so of a visual, but you're going to hear the dad's laugh. This is a real laugh. He found out his dad laughed in an interesting, odd way by chance, and now every chance he gets, he records him doing it.
It's a compilation?
No, it's just the one, but like it is so profound and so long that you couldn't compile it.
God, that is so crazy, because one of mine features a ridiculous laugh as well. Like, this is not colluded at all.
Like a donkey laugh?
Well, that'd be nice. You don't want to say that about this person, but nevertheless...
He blows the whistle, and, well, here goes Dad. I got to show you a picture of the guy. He gets real red face.
God, he does sound like a parrot.
A big mustache. And he gets so, like, the oxygen's gone from his head.
Is that what it is? Like I was trying to think of the crest of the laugh, and then as it slowly goes, like, is that the laugh going away, or is he losing oxygen?
he's bad
dying.
Out of breath.
Will you do it one more time?
Yeah, hang on a second.
Like, you can tell right when it's like a beat dropping on an EDM song. Right when he goes in, and then it hits. Boom.
But, like, here's the thing. He's still shaking and laughing, but it's not coming out at the end.
It's like a wheeze laugh.
What was so funny about it?
Like, you about
he
the dad?
He was just catching the... You don't think the dad's laugh was funny?
No, I think it's funny, but I was wondering what he was laughing at.
He just got him with the whistle, but usually he'll, like, prompt him somehow to get him to laugh.
He blows the whistle and scares people, and then it makes daddy laugh.
I think he's waving his gimmick around.
Oh, no.
And he just laughs at it.
Well...
That's some laugh, though. My gosh.
We go from dads to moms. And mine, this has been on the show before a couple of times. This is from Thanksgiving. As I'm sitting there and we're post-meal, I noticed that she has a little pad there. And it says, a note from Mary Harris.
Oh, stationery.
And I was like, I've never received a note from you. This is weird, so I pretend I'm writing dirty words on the note right in front of her. And here is the audio. But I want you to pay attention, especially to the last part of what she says. Because, again, she's putting up the Thanksgiving food. Uh-huh. Okay, so here we go.
I'm going to write a dirty word.
Why?
Because it says a note from Mary Harris.
Seen that to know about it.
Uh-oh. It Man, my handwriting looks awful. I'm doing it with one hand. Look, Mama, S-H-I. Oh, my. What's the next letter? We're on a game show.
It better not be no ugly word.
But what would the next letter? What's a word to spell without being an ugly word?
You better figure it out.
Listen,
there's mashed potatoes in here.
I like what you said. I'm gonna write a word. She says, why?
Why? And then I'm writing S-H-I, and I'm like, Mom, hurry up. We're on the game show right now. Ship.
Hey.
With a P. Or, I was like, I told her, I said, you're the one whose mind was in the gutter because you were thinking of the dirty word.
She was. So was I.
Well, you said you was writing a dirty word. Better not be no ugly word.
I love how she has stationery.
I like how she
says. Something you don't see often.
Also, for people that, because I put that on my Instagram, people thought we were watching cartoons or something. That in the background you hear, that's actually gun smoke.
Oh, I thought I heard Matt Dillon.
That was gun smoke. Yeah, we just, time went on wild that day.
I like the whip.
There not be no ugly word.
You're out of control with your ugly words.
We got a prankster here.
Uh-oh.
So what this guy likes to do is he likes to go up the aisles of stores.
Me too.
And break wind.
Not me.
This guy is a loud farter.
I love it.
And these are real farts. He don't have like a gimmick. He's really firing them off.
He's not like Big Brown with the sound effects on his phone.
So usually when he gets somebody, they'll just kind of look at him and just kind of like back off.
Does he blame it on someone else?
No. He tries to pass it off like nothing's going on.
Oh, perfect.
He got a reaction here I don't think he was expecting. This guy really played into it.
Okay.
Jesus Christ, man.
I'm sorry.
Dude, scared the shit out of me. I thought you were just f***ing around here.
Oh, no.
Dude. God. My mind was here. I thought you were a buddy of mine. Sneaking behind me. You shit yourself. That's fine.
No, it's not fine.
this guy jumped like they're standing back to back.
So he did it on him?
Yeah. But he jumped and did.
He said, that's fine.
He said, but if you crapped yourself, then that's fine.
He said, No, it ain't either.
I tell you what. I was telling Fatboy this page. Walmart is a hub of content producing right now, content makers. You've got people videoing the fights and the Karens and the people mad at the returned counters. You've got these people like this guy that's going up and whispering behind people, trying to scare them and farting on them and stuff. You've got the undercover child predator people that are over there. You've got the undercover shoplifter people. You've got the other ones trying to say, hey, man, I wonder if I can walk out of here with this. He's like, CSA. So, yes. Yeah. I mean, it just goes on and on. Walmart is the hub for content.
You got creation. The asset protection team now, they like to
That's
call
right.
them.
That's right. You ever been in Walmart's, like, security room?
I've seen it.
Mm. How?
I've seen the door open.
Mm.
Is it?
It's wild, man. It's weird.
That's really, it's like Abu Ghraib in there.
It's
where they get.
It's like you shouldn't have so much tech in a Walmart. Your electronic department don't have this much technology, but yet y'all got this going on.
So they can zoom in.
They can tap your head. It'll follow you the whole store.
They can look at your phone, see who you're talking to.
That's right. You got one more?
Yeah, I got one coming up here.
All right.
You want to do the other one before it? I think I'm going to close with the one I got.
Okay, absolutely fine. So, again, back to the news. I like the news, and I like the faux pas or the botches or whatever you want to call it. Kicking off the nightly news on Thanksgiving night on Channel 7 News was this big Freudian slip. It's real quick, though, but listen.
This and more, starting now.
The Nutcracker performances are tomorrow night and Sunday afternoon.
Do you have anybody to play off him when he said it, though?
No. It was one of those Thanksgiving nights, so the person that's working is like bottom of the rung. I mean, no offense. It's like when we start off on radio, we work midnight to 6 a.m. Instead of, you know, so...
So how do you not laugh at yourself when you
I don't know. I guess you're so like rigid
you're
or whatever
that you do that.
You're just like, wow, that just it's like, wow, did he have a little accident before work?
But this and more starting now.
The Nutcracker performances are tomorrow night and Sunday afternoon.
That's why he ain't on much.
I would have stopped. Like Jerry Rad just said,
dude, I would go see the Nutcracker. That would be interesting.
I did the 12 disc changer, but changed it into a bad word.
That's right. Well, that's why I think I'm part of the reason Manifest is not around anymore. The great discs and tapes store, because I would mispronounce. People didn't know what they were selling when I would talk about them.
Hey, man,
blanks and tapes. Because I couldn't say discs.
You got the D's in here?
Yeah.
It was easy to
this,
do.
This family video here is a girl trying to prank her parents. And she did a great job doing it because she got them both. She gets the mom with it. Then the mom has to ask the dad, what am I saying? He couldn't figure it out either.
Oh, when they don't realize that they're saying something bad or funny.
It's a mashing of four words, and I got to tell you what they are so we don't get in trouble.
Okay. You going to say them now?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to write them down.
Mike. Who?
Who?
Oh, no.
Cheese. Harry.
Let's hear the audio.
If you try to mash all those together, it kind of sounds like this.
Michael, who, cheese, Harry?
I don't know what I'm saying.
Mike, who, cheese, Harry?
Raymond didn't know.
Raymond said it too. That's what you should do. You go into a family event at Christmas that you don't want to really go to, perhaps. Pull out your phone and do that little thing. You just need those four words.
He said Michael.
Michael. Who, you know, like the band.
Mm-hmm.
Cheese, like the dairy product. And then Harry, like Connick Jr.
Okay. <Pretty much.
laughs> Mike, who, cheese,
man, that's a battle you won, sir. That one was good. Did you just hear this?
We
number?
Just got her doing it.
God, you...
She tried to not, do it separate.
I do.
Wow.
Now...
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This text, Matt, tell me you're not one of them. What is that supposed to mean? I don't know what them is or them. I
clarification, buddy.
I was talking about the, let's not call it sadistic. Let's just call it just, I don't know, in my mind, just bizarre. And I did not watch it live. I saw the main portion yesterday, and then I saw enough clips to put, so before anybody calls in or says, oh, did you watch it all? No, I didn't. Mm-mm. I didn't. But so I'll tell you this, I don't get it. I do not understand it. I know that Paris is, you know, whatever. What am I doing here? I look like one of the big inflatables that's waving at you when you drive by a car lot.
I'm avant-garde.
Like,
it's real.
You know. Oh.
Not really. Superficial is not the right word, but it's real. Pretentious might not even be the right word. But
I don't even know what the right word is. Just like bougie, but like bougie trashy.
Yeah, it's kind of off, like way left of center.
And
even the dudes, like from there, how they dress.
Like, well, see, I mean, that's that's European fashion. We learned that from European Vacation. Remember how Clark was dressed?
Wimby dress is nice.
I still don't understand who decided that floods were back with dudes in dress pants. Like, wearing them little slipper shoes with no socks on. Like, let me tell you what, me and the boys are calling you behind your back.
I mean, look, I'm not the picture of fashion. Toes. I wear shorts every day, but at some point, you got to just, like, kind of relax with it and say, I don't have to go through all of this.
Well,
NBA players do the same damn thing.
Plus, we're not really caught up by fashion fads anymore. Once you've hit a certain age, you're like,
I'm kind of silly wearing your wide-legged jeans in here.
Yeah. I want to appease everyone, Paige. I have skinny leg on my left leg, and I have JNCOs on my right leg.
I take the knockoff Temu Carhartt at this point. It don't matter.
Temu Carhartt.
It's big for
you're
women.
Speaking a Carhartt. Different language. No, so the I don't know. This is what I'll tell you. This is my own thoughts on it. Freaking Olympics in America. You got freaking Muhammad Ali carrying that torch, and like how powerful, and going back to now, there's still people who feel the way they do about Ali / Cassius Clay. You know, he threw his medal in the river,
and that's the only thing I remember about that Olympics was him and the torch.
Not the Well, sure,
when he was older.
I mean, it was, you know, it was,
bless him,
it was, it made you remember his legend, you know, his career, his life, and then also like how short life is, you know. You're going to go from being a world-class athlete to having Parkinson's and not being able to speak and just, you know, the tremors and all that stuff. I mean, it's sad. And then you go over here in Paris and you got, I don't know, humpteen different drag queens running it. And then that's not even the big thing. I can look past that. Your Lord's Supper thing, your Last Supper thing, get out of here with that bull crap. What is that?
Now, they came out and said, you know, that's what it was. People are still arguing about that's not what it was, but
I mean, it's side by side comparison. It's exactly what it is. What is that? What? Why is it? Now I'll set this up and tell you that I'm a Christian, but I don't understand the constant mockery of Christianity versus no other ones. Like you would not do that about any of the other ones.
Definitely
you would not.
Couldn't.
But I heard that was the center character was Dionysus, and it was the Feast of the Bacchus, like the Bacchae.
That's what some people are arguing.
What, human flesh?
They're saying like it's not the Last Supper. But they said, you know, that's what they were depicting.
Yeah, the guy himself, the whatever you would call that.
It don't seem to fit.
What is the person, Paige, in a dance act? A choreographer. Thank you, Paige. Mm-hmm. The choreographer. He said, yes, it's supposed to depict Da Vinci's Last Supper with, like, why the mockery? You're here for the Olympics. What, he's supposed to bring everyone together? Yeah. That thing where we say, all right, we ain't going to bomb you this week. We're going to compete for gold and silver and all that stuff.
It's supposed to highlight the parts of the country, right?
Yeah. Also, this. Marie Antoinette. Remember? They cut her head off.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, they're like, hey, Marie, the poor people, they're hungry. And she's like, oh, let them eat cake. You know, whatever.
If they don't have bread, let them eat cake.
But she never even really said that. Do you know that? She never really said that. Never, never, never. Look it up. What was with the thing where they're showing the hologram of Marie Antoinette holding her own head? Like, I thought I was watching, like, Haunted Mansion, a Disney movie.
Oh, and the blood pouring into the sin.
And then the building looks like it's catching on fire, like, going back to the French Revolution, because that's what that was all about. And then in the window of every building, they show the hologram of Marie Antoinette holding her head.
That's weird.
What are you doing here? What is this? You trying to rile them up again?
Like, they think of it like this could be a normal, like, display. If nobody will think anything of it, it's non-controversial.
Yeah, right. It's like in the Atlanta Olympics. What if they had, like, hologram Robert E. Lee going down the street? There comes
Sherman.
There comes Sherman, or there's the flame. Sherman's going to get in, and there's so-and-so hologram of him hanging in the street. You wouldn't do that.
That's who lit the torch. Somebody dressed as Sherman.
Like, what was, nobody can explain it. And then all they could do is, like, the, what's the one here that I saw? I kept it up. It was, Foot. Where's it at? It's one of the members of parliament. Like,
George Clinton.
Marianne Marshall. That's how I'll pronounce it. To all the Christians of the world who are watching our Paris ceremony and felt insulted by this drag queen parody of the Last Supper, please know that it was not France that is speaking, but a left-wing minority ready for provocation. That's exactly right. They're trying to get everybody over there riled up, too, like as if they're already not, in Paris especially.
The French vibe already seems like a little, you know, debonair kind of somewhat elitist.
Yeah, shoot, yeah. More so than UK.
But when you put a political message in there with it too, it's just
that what's political with that though? Like you're mocking if you did that with the big black box, if you did that with any other one. I don't even want to name them all.
Oh, yeah, they named the big one like you know, Muslims and Jewish people. You couldn't do it with that.
Hell no. Uh-uh. Never. But then that's just like open. Just go ahead and do it. Go ahead and do it. I don't understand it.
Well, I have friends that watched it and they have kids and they didn't understand that it's not family programming.
The kid's like, what are they doing? What,
mommy, what's happening in this?
That whole piece just seemed odd. The whole runway kind of. Are you trying to highlight France's, I guess, modeling industry? Like, I don't know.
Diversity.
There was some diversity for sure. The guy walking on his toes. There was a guy walking on his toes. Yeah. It was just a bunch of odd characters just kind of coming together to, I guess, walk a runway.
I don't know, man. I don't understand it. I don't understand this.
Just show us like how to have a bunch of people dress up like croissants.
Have a bunch of mimes. Yeah. Have a bunch of mimes.
Some dancing croissants out there.
Have
mimes are creepy.
Pepe Le Pew from Looney Tunes could be there.
Stick with what we know you by and just kind of go from there.
Kissing up the arms of all the ladies.
Have some dudes, some French dudes doing some curtsies and whatever else.
Yeah, why not?
I mean, I like Lady Gaga, but I heard she had problems too, that someone fell off the stage.
And then there was a power outage that I thought that was going to be a big deal. Like, oh, the hackers got him. It's just like, oh man, we didn't think about all the people coming here to use the internet. Like, what?
And they have that with football stadiums too. Like, you can't figure this out.
But why does the internet usage make the power go out?
I don't know.
I'm not a tech guy, so I don't know that. But just, I don't know.
I don't know how the bandwidth usage taxes the grid somehow so much.
It's like in Christmas Vacation where the guy had to go and flick it into, he had to, Clark turns on his Christmas lights and it's the power outage goes out and he's got to go hit the switch. Oh, man. Too much internet.
They like this is major conversation on social media to the point where people are like, it's not the Last Supper. Unframe me if you disagree. Like, that's how bad it got.
Well, again, when the guy who did it said, yes, it was. It was a, quote, drag queen parody of the Last Supper. I tell you, go do that with some of the other religions and see what happens.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Listen to this right here. Hackers. How do you feel about them? Usually very, very bad people. Especially international ones, I've noticed.
I don't like it when they attack us.
I like China. American hackers more.
Mm-hmm.
I really do.
Depends on why they're hacking.
And that's another thing. I don't know that we ever got to it with all the melee going on the last couple of weeks, but the increase in scam calls about Helene.
Oh,
dude,
yeah.
Dude, I've got a little thing on my phone where...
Like it filters it out?
Yeah.
But it doesn't always do it?
No, absolutely not. Like this one right here was ringing up with like phone numbers from the Western North Carolina area. And then when I would answer, it would be... It's another thing too. Before I got to get to this, but they're even saying now, and maybe this is old news to everybody else, but by answering and by saying hello, that's almost enough to give the thing the context for your voice, the pitch of your voice.
That that's all it needs?
Replicate it. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to be like,
that's the way I do it now. Hello? Like the way my grandpa answers the phone. Hello? 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 So anyway.
If somebody tries to use your voice, you gave them scamming you and was like, hey, would you like to buy a time sample?
Like, man, why'd they hire you? You should be keying in information only. There are reports now that hackers are accessing some of your robot vacuums, but they're not spying on you. What are they doing?
Cleaning your house for you.
They're shouting racial slurs through the speakers.
For what reason?
I don't know.
To scare your pets when you're gone?
I didn't know that they're now called evacs either. Evacs is, they're like, some people call them evacs, some people call them robot vacuums. I think that sounds cooler. It's my robot vacuum.
But they can't, there's no two ways, so they're talking straight to you.
Well, so the victims, which the story calls them the victims, say that the hackers were yelling obscenities, both sexual and racial.
Gotta hear.
They say it sounded like a broken up radio signal. Sometimes it was just a snippet of the voice, but those snippets were usually the bad words. But here's something I didn't think about, and I don't think a lot of people do. I used to have one.
Oh, no.
Lost it in a separation. So I was like, and the dog, too? Okay. So
I've never had one.
There are vacuums on these things. I mean, there's vacuums. There's cameras on these things, which I never thought about before. But they have to have some kind of camera to know, like, oh, there comes... I should divert my course. You know how the way they do. So they're saying that they didn't hack the cameras, but that means that people can. And they also have speakers on them now, which I did not know.
Yeah, I didn't know they had speakers.
Why? Why would they have speakers? Like, what part of the vacuum does that...
Would it tell you if it was stuck? Is that why there's a speaker like, I cannot move?
I don't know. Mine never talked back.
I'm stuck under the couch.
You knew I'd...
Mm-hmm. Would you want a sassy Roomba? No.
No.
You don't want to talk him back.
But what if you let it go and you're like, oh, I haven't heard that one before. You know, it's like your options are limited to stuff it could tell you.
Well, see, that's the thing.
And
with,
what it can see. What if you're naked and your Roomba can see?
Well, my God. I mean, if it's on the ground and it can see that you're naked, you got some droops.
Well, I mean, it may be heavy hangers project or up.
You know, oh, you mean it. Turn up and look at you?
Yeah, yeah.
It could drive under your pants leg and catch a...
Yeah.
Pants up skirt. Well, like, maybe an up pants leg.
That's awful, man, that it would. Plus, there's no payoff if you're the one that's doing it because you can't see a reaction or anything.
I'm just saying, what if your roommate goes in the bathroom and you're on the toilet and they can see what you're doing?
Like, it's going to crawl up your leg and try to, you know, crawl up your crack?
No. It's just this thing's. Okay, so here's an example. We were sitting there watching a movie, the Roomba was running in the other room. We heard the other room, the other Roomba. We could hear it hitting the wall and screaming, F.
I see it. I see what it
is. Okay. I can't even.
He thought it was grandpa. You didn't know if it was grandpa or the Roomba.
He thought it was just, oh, that's awful. We're getting old. We shouldn't make jokes like that. This is Grandpa walking into the door over and over again. He forgot to open it.
Bless him.
It's awful.
Same thing. Or he's keeping it. He's not giving it back.
Yeah. This lady says, my three-year-old had never heard such words, and now we can't take those moments back. You're a liar. You're a freaking liar.
That Roomba would kill it at VFW. Appearing tonight, the Roomba that speaks unspeakable things.
That's my time. You Hello. Suck. I know. I'm a vacuum.
You are all old and drunk.
Take my dirt, please.
What? That's an error.
It's a Roomba.
Get out.
What do the bathroom and these floors have in common? They both smell like piss.
Why do I get stuck on the floor in your office?
I gotta stop.
Oh, gosh. I was going to say something, but it wouldn't seem.
I don't want to go into jokes now.
No, but I can't even read the quote of the one.
No, you
but
can't.
Just let your mind go wherever you think it would go, and that's probably where it would be.
I mean, it might be a career killer if you said it.
I am scared of technology. I really am.
That's where it starts, but like that's exploratory. Then they find out what else they can get into. That's where you have Russian bot farms that try to hack elections.
Well,
you know, misinformation itself is misinformation now.
Are you trying to do a lead into headlines?
It's like it cannibalized itself.
Hey, you were misinformation 2008 through 2016, Paige.
Yeah, Ms.
That's right. It's just wild. I mean, you hear all, again, I go back to that it was probably 15 years ago that I told the funny story of my mom was putting duct tape over her laptop camera. Because she's like, well, you know it's going to look at me when I'm not telling it to.
It's the way she said it. I like that.
Yeah,
great.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, Mom, that's so funny. And I used to have a they don't make them anymore, which is odd. I used to have a OtterBox that at the top had a little slit that you could pull down and cover the camera phone.
Oh, yeah, I remember seeing
that. But lo and behold, they put three on the other side now.
I told you I was right. You made fun of me, bastard son of mine.
That's what you get. I'm going to hacky vacuum in there and tell you, you better be at church on Sunday or you suck.
God, what if she did? Like, my vacuum is running into the wall.
Hey, baby.
Why is the floor so dirty, Matthew?
Pair it up with your toilet that we were talking about earlier, the one that tells you how long you've been sitting on it. I'm telling you, that's some fun technology.
I wish your mom was the voice of the echoes. What song you want to hear? What's the weather, Mary? It's going to be cold today.
It's going to sound like Ollie from Family Guy. It's going to be cold. Be careful on your way to work.
Chilly. Call me when you get there.
Yeah. So be careful. And
if you got to race this Roomba, film it so we can hear what it says.
Okay. For those who are texting, it's not repeating what they've heard in the home. It was people. People are saying, oh, well, they shouldn't say the. No.
That's great. It's
people hacking them and screaming these words into them. And they don't necessarily even know which one. Oh, Lord God. That's why y'all should listen to all four damn hours.
What if that's what it was?
Catch us off guard like that.
Yeah, that's not your voice.
Oh, not at all.
You
all
don't right. swear like that.
I just want to call up and say that your show is a kick ass. Keep up the good work. I don't know what I'd do without listening to y'all's show every day. I'd be bored as hell.